Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Nurse Mama Show, prescribing hope for healthy families here on American Family Radio. Here's your host, Professor, Pediatric Nurse Practitioner, and Mom of Four, Dr. Jessica Peck.
Well, hey there, friends, and welcome to my favorite part of the afternoon and my favorite time of the year, getting to spend time with you, prescribing hope for healthy families. I hope you caught yesterday's show with Derek England and Family ID with the Family ID Journal. We are right around the corner from 2025. And listen, we've got some great shows lined up for you next year. We have some new things in the works for you. We have a year under our belt here on this show, and we have learned so much from you, our listeners, and we are so looking forward to ways to serve you well. But we are not quite there yet. I am not ready to be there yet, because once January, February comes-ish, I have to take down my Christmas tree. Oh, I know. My husband's just cringing now. He's saying, honey, we're taking it down in January. I know, but I love Christmas. And we have a Christmas-themed show for you today. I am really delighted to introduce to you someone who you may know if you're a longtime listener here at American Family Radio. Today, we're going to talk to Brother Jerry Lawson. Now, he's the pastor of Enon Cumberland Presbyterian Church in Mississippi, and he has a heart for using these Christmas buttons. So often, in this day and age, when we have so many technical gizmos and apps for that and all kinds of, just life hacks and the latest Amazon kitchen thing that you absolutely must have, there is such joy in a simple message on a button. And if you're watching online, I'm holding some of these buttons up that you can get from the American Family Association, just something fun to put on your jacket, to put on your purse, to put wherever you're walking, whatever you're carrying with you, to share the true meaning of Christmas. So, Brother Jerry, we're so glad to have you here today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, it's a joy for me. I'm kind of intimidated, Miss Jessica, for her. Heard so many wonderful things about you.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, you should not be intimidated, Brother Jerry. I will let you speak to all of my children. They will be so happy to tell you all of my failures, all of my flaws, and how I am just a very real person for sure. They'd be first in line to do that. But, likewise, I've heard so much about you. You are legendary in these buttons, but I want to back up because I love a good backstory. I don't know if you remember, I think it was Paul Harvey, right? And that's the rest of the story.
That's correct.
I want the rest of your story. How did you come to know the Lord?
Well, it was on a Sunday morning after a deluge the night before, and I was down in the road ditch having a lot of fun playing in all of the water. That was back before they had glass and cans and everything else in the road ditch. And I was 6 years old, and this lady stopped by, her and her husband. And she asked me, she said, would you like to go to church? And I thought, no, I don't care to go to church. But I didn't want to stay in the road ditch. So I and my three brothers, we went and changed clothes. Mom and Dad still sleeping. And we hopped in the car and we went out to the Rose Hill Cumberland Presbyterian Church in Monticello, Arkansas. And the next time I would miss a Sunday in church, I would be in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, 12 years later, when Richard Nixon started that lottery deal. And so I was 12 straight years without missing a Sunday in church. And I was 12 when I got up out of the aisle and walked and gave my heart to Jesus. John Stowery was the evangelist then. And at 14, I was called into the ministry and stepped into the pulpit at 14 and been in the pulpit ever since.
That is absolutely amazing. So how did you go from one Sunday, just getting in the car with this lady and going and never missing church again? What was it about you that kept on going? And how did your parents respond to that?
Well, of course, the people out there at that church, I just fell in love with them immediately. I mean, it was totally different from the people out there in the world. And so for two or three Sundays, we went to church, and James and Ruby would pick us up. And then Mom told Ed one Sunday, said, we need to be taking our children to church. And I'm going to say this. I am so thankful that as a child, my parents allowed me to go to church and saw that I was in church. It means so much to a youngster. And I don't know where it'd be if it had not been for Miss Ruby Wells and her husband, James. But I fell in love with some fine Christian people, and they helped to shape and mold me in life. The Lord knew what he was doing when he touched her heart to stop that day and pick us up and take us to church.
I think those kinds of stories are so heartwarming, and praise the Lord for James and Ruby Wells, because so often you don't know what's going to happen. I'm sure that they weren't thinking, oh, we're going to pick up this little boy out of the ditch here and take him to church, and he's going to be a preacher one day. I'm kind of thinking that they didn't see that coming, but they were just being obedient. And much like our founder at American Family Association, Don Wildman, said, God calls you to be faithful. That's it. He just calls you to be faithful in those little things. Well, where did your heart come from for these buttons? I'm holding them up here. They're so cute. This one says, Jesus, our living hope, which, by the way, that's one of my favorite worship songs right now. Jesus, he came for you. Merry Christmas. Where did this start?
Well, I mean, Christ is my life. And 20 years ago, Bill O'Reilly on a television program just made the statement that there's a war on Christmas. And that caught my attention and turned around, and I listened, and he was talking about these box stores not letting people say Merry Christmas. It would offend people to say Merry Christmas, and I'm like, it offends me not to say Merry Christmas. I have a right to. And so I started praying, Lord, what can I do to push back? What can I do to make a difference in my community? And the Lord led me to these buttons that Mr. Wildman was promoting, and I said, that's where I need to be. I need that button. And so I started passing them out 20 years ago, and I passed out, I don't know, 20 or 30,000 buttons since that time. I've already put out about 1,200 buttons this year, and I tell you what, every time I pass a button out, I get a blessing out of it, and I'm excited to pass them out.
20 to 30,000 buttons, Brother Jerry. That's absolutely amazing. You know, earlier this week, we were talking about something that one of my listeners said, one of my guests said, I'd never heard this phrase before, but he was talking about your gospel footprint. And that sounds like a tremendous gospel footprint, because so often we talk about a digital footprint or your carbon footprint or whatever, but we don't ever talk about your gospel footprint, and even 1,200 this year. So can you tell me some stories of maybe some interactions with people that you've had when you've handed them out?
Well, I was telling them earlier this morning, last week I was in a restaurant and I had got my food and sat down, and I noticed that this young lady with Down syndrome was looking at me, and then realized she was looking at my button. She had on a Jesus cap that was red, had on a green sweater. And I thought, this red button would look good on that green sweater. And so I got up and I went over to her parents and I said, would y'all mind me giving her this red button? And it just thrilled the parents. And I gave her the button and she took it and stood up and she hugged and thanked me. And I just lost it right there. I went from joy to great joy in that moment. And it's those experiences. And then when the parents got up to leave, they came over and thanked me again for the button. And then they asked me, said, do you have two more buttons? And I thought, well, I got about 250 out there in the truck. Yeah, I think I can spare two more. And I mean, that's just a sparkle in life between the Lord and I. And it's a memory I'll take to my grave with me.
That is absolutely beautiful. So what are the ways for your family that you keep Christ in Christmas? How do you celebrate the true meaning of Christmas in your own family?
Well, with my family and with our church family, years and years ago, I started on Christmas Eve night. I have a come-and-go communion service where I bring the families of the church down to the altar and serve each family communion. So many families seldom get together as a family to have communion now. So Christmas Eve at Enon Church down at Ackerman, Mississippi, from 5 to 7, any and everyone that wants to stop and come in, then I'll have a story for them, and I'll serve them communion. And anyway, it's a blessed time, and my family's always one of the last families to come. And it's just a special moment for us. And I thank God, my family that I serve communion to on Christmas Eve, I'll be with my family in heaven, every one of them. They know the Lord, and they love the Lord.
That is absolutely beautiful. That's a great way to do it. You know, I don't know many churches that provide communion on Christmas Eve, but that would be a really special time. I remember one time when I actually was expecting our second child, and my in-laws had gone to a service where they lived, and it started snowing. They were at a midnight Christmas Eve service, and when they came outside, it started snowing. Now, a lot of you are thinking, okay, and what's the rest of the story? Well, the rest of the story is that this was in Texas, okay, in South Texas. So it was pretty miraculous, and they had communion. And just in that moment, just to realize the miracle of our Savior's birth, it's just absolutely amazing. What joy do you get out of serving in the ministry and serving as a pastor and serving your congregation?
You just reminded me of, I was in Tennessee at the Olivet Cumberland Presbyterian Church, and it was Christmas Eve night, and I had served probably about 250 people, and I was turning out the lights and getting ready to go, and there was a knock on the door, and I went and opened it. It was a young couple with a newborn baby, and they were headed to Sykeston, Missouri, and the man said, "Sir, we're not going to be able to make it in up there tonight, but we saw the lights here at the church and wondered if we could stop and if you would serve communion to us." It just brought chills over me. And I said, "Absolutely, y'all come in here." And that, I never know what the Lord's going to do. He constantly surprises me, and he gives me gifts every day.
That sounds like a story that should be in Reader's Digest or something. You know, that's such a beautiful thing. And how do you, you know, in this kind of world, Brother Jerry, you know, we see a lot of things that are really scary, honestly. A lot of darkness, a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety. We have kids that are growing up in a world that just seems so different than when I'm growing up. I mean, I'm Generation X. I grew up in the 80s, so I don't feel like I'm that old, according to my kids. You know, I'm definitely old, but I don't feel like I'm that old. But the world has changed so much. How do you get peace and hope from your faith in Jesus Christ who never changes? What makes you hold on to hope?
Day before yesterday, it's been so busy this year, so busy. And I'm sitting there, and I'm saying, "Lord, do you know how busy I've been?" And I'm like, "He knows everything." And in that moment, and I believe in inspirations. I mean, and he puts thoughts in my mind. And all of a sudden, I had this thought, "Jerry, I know how busy you've been, and I want you to know this. I've got everything in the universe under control today, and if you don't mind, I'd just like to come and spend the day with you." And I'm thinking, the God of the universe wants to spend the day with me? Yes, he does. And it just reaffirms to me that he's present with me. And when I got that button on, I know that I need to certainly exemplify the life that I live to be the life that he wants me to live. Because you might have Christ in your heart, but when you put him out there on your chest and people see Jesus there, they're going to expect a little bit more out of you.
That's so true. I remember one time when I was traveling for work and I handed my driver's license to whoever was helping me, you know, check into the hotel. And he looked at my driver's license and he said, "Why are you smiling? I've never seen anyone smile and a driver's license picture before. You know, most people don't smile at the DMV." And I said, "Oh, I've always got a reason to smile." And I was thinking about, you know, the scripture, always be ready for a reason to give the hope that for the hope that we have. And this is a great way to do that. And since the first AFA Christmas button was introduced in 2006, the American Family Association has encouraged Christians to use this simple tool. There's also some cute little wristbands available to publicly proclaim that the Christmas season is all about Jesus for us. And with help from faithful friends like you, AFA has distributed millions of these Christmas buttons and wristbands bearing a very real message of hope for the world. And you can get your own. Imagine how many people you come into contact with every day with just this simple gift. you can share the true meaning of Christmas with thousands of people in your community. So go to afa.net, go to the store, and you can get yours. There's still time to get them before Christmas, and you can wear them that last week before. And we just want to thank Brother Jerry Lawson. Thank you so much for your heart and for your testimony. May God bless you. And we'll see you on the other side of this break with some of Jessica's picks for Christmas gifts. You've heard a lot about saving babies on this show. That's because it's important to me personally. And let me just be frank with you, we need to save them. That is why we've partnered with Preborn, the nation's leader in introducing mothers with unplanned pregnancies to their babies. And once she hears that heartbeat and sees that precious life growing inside of her, she is twice as likely to choose life. Now that is a miracle. But quite honestly, if we don't save them, who will? Preborn receives no government funding, so their work is completely dependent on us. Preborn has rescued over 280,000 babies, and that's not all. They provide love, support, and counseling for up to 2 years for free, saving lives and souls. One ultrasound is just $28, or 140 helps to rescue 5 babies. Abortion doesn't stop, so we can't. Together, you and I can save lives. Just call #250 on your cell and say the keyword baby. That's 250 baby, or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com. Welcome back, friends. It is Christmas. It is my favorite time of the year. I am one of those obnoxious Christmas people that is just, I cannot wait. I mean, as soon as Halloween is over, it is like full throttle. And here we are in just a few days right before Christmas. It is Christmas. That's Born is the King. It's Christmas by Hillsong Worship. And yes, I did let that play a little bit longer than I should have let it play. But you know what? I could have listened to the whole song and it would have been great. We are talking all things Christmas for you today. We're talking about last minute things that you can do to still savor the season and the real reason for the season. I have a shopping list for you. If you missed the first segment, we were talking about these buttons, something so simple. I love simple things. You know, I think about even every summer for the last more than a decade, I've served as a camp nurse, and I think kids need to be outside. They need to be off their devices. They need to be untethered from technology. There is great wisdom and joy that can be found in the simplicity of something like a wristband or a button that says, Jesus, He came for you. Merry Christmas. Jesus, our living hope. Merry Christmas. You never know when someone might ask you. And we know that we're told in Scripture to always be ready to give a reason for the hope that we have. And you know, that's one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about prescribing hope for healthy families more than anything else that I could ever prescribe as a clinician, as a nurse practitioner. The thing I want to prescribe most in the whole wide world is hope, because we have a world that's hungry for it. We have parents who need hope for their children. We need children who have hope for their future. We need grandparents that need hope for their children and their grandchildren. We need all people everywhere, everyone in every stage of family life is in need of hope, and we have it here to give. So if you missed it, you can go. There's free shipping actually till Friday on these buttons and wristbands. If you go to afa.net, you can find the link to get those and share them, share some Christmas cheer, wear them out in your community. And people just may, you never know when they may ask you a question. I can't tell you how many times I've had somebody come to me and say, hey, I saw this, you know, it's just some symbol of my faith. And are you a person that prays? Could you pray for me? Yes, absolutely. I can pray for you. I'll pray for you right now, right here on the spot. So I encourage you, however you want to share the reason for the hope that you have, please be bold in doing that. Just before the break, I shared, somebody asked me, why do I smile all the time? Well, I have hope. I have a hope that doesn't disappoint. Let me tell you about that. I love to share about that. The other thing I love to share about is we did something last year that we are going to do again this year. I love traditions for Christmas. We had a Dr. Nurse Mama Christmas party last year where we invited you, our listeners, to call in and tell us your favorite Christmas tradition. There were some funny ones. There were some over-the-top ones. There were some ones that really made me, my producer, we cried because it was so sweet and so precious. I remember one guy telling us about how he couldn't afford presents, but just wrapped up the same boxes every year and just was, but still gave the gift of love in a way that was, seemed so intangible, but it just had become their tradition. We had roosters crowing during that show from farms. People were calling in from their farms. We had someone who would just gotten engaged at the Eiffel Tower in Paris, I think. It was fantastic. So we're going to do that again on Monday. You're going to want to make sure to have your phone ready so that you can call in because we are going to have a giveaway extravaganza. We have been talking, my producer Stephanie has been working behind the scenes with so many of the fantastic authors and speakers that we've had, and they have given us so much stuff to give away to you, books and all kinds of other things that we are going to be giving away. So don't miss it. Listen in. That's Monday, December 16th. You'll need to listen live from 2 to 3 if you want to be a part of the giveaway, but we would really love to do that. And we will take some of those callers to share your stories on air. Last time we had so many that we couldn't even get to, and I just feel like I want to go back and revisit some of those stories. So every caller will get that special gift. So make sure that you do that. Now, let's get to some of Jessica's favorite things, okay? We'll have, it's so hard to choose what might be good gifts, but as we were looking back, some of the guests that we have featured over the last year, we wanted to feature for you some of those things that would be especially giftable. Now, we have lots of other great things and great guests and great books, but we can't feature them all. And some of them just might not be good for a gift, you know, like here, you look really sad. Here's this book about being sad. But there are some things that would be a great gift and a great way to share your faith. So let me go ahead and dive into it and I'll start sharing some of those. So first of all, we have Lauren Fortenberry. She has this book, One Prayer Away, Healing Words to Speak Over Your Day. If you're watching the stream, watching the video online, you'll see this is a giftable book. It's beautiful. It has a hardcover. And listen, let me tell you, I get nothing from doing these advertisements, nothing but the joy of giving you recommendations for the people that you're thinking, what do I get for my mother-in-law? This would be a great book for her. It's called One Prayer Away. When you open the inside, there's even a little page for you to write a special inscription. And it's just little devotionals with really beautiful pages and pictures in there, just prayers that that will encourage someone. So that might be a great gift for a woman in your life. So I would encourage that. All right, another great gift. This is a hardback book, Mama Moments with God. This is by Sharon Janes. Now, Sharon, she's got a little country twang when she talks. It makes me feel like I'm home. I really love it. She's written a lot of different books, but this was a great one, Mama Moments with God, a 90-day devotional. And let me tell you, moms need that peace for sure. We want to have a devotional. So this might be a great gift for a mom in your life. Maybe it's your own mom, or maybe especially if you got a mama, like I'm a mama, this is mama. This would be a great, if you have a mama in your life, that would be a really special gift that you could have, and just a beautiful thing. All right, another giftable book, A little goes a long way, 52 days to a significant life. This is by Rachel Adams. And actually, Rachel has a new book out about prayers. She is a fantastic lady. She is a farmer from Kentucky, and she shared with us her story on the show about just being a farming mama and thinking, God, is this life really significant? Is this what it's about? Just taking my kids to school and getting the eggs from the chickens and all of those kinds of things. And the next thing she knew, she found herself on Good Morning America sharing this book. So again, if you're watching on the video, it's like a leather bound, kind of has a leather feel to it, like a really nice little devotional with a bookmark in it. That would be a great gift for another woman in your life. I know we're doing all the gifts for the ladies, but sometimes, guys, you might need a little help in knowing what to get. But this is just written in such an accessible way, and it's got a prayer prompt, and every day she gives you your little task that you can do. So this is A Little Goes a Long Way by Rachel Adams right there. Okay. All right. And also, while I'm sharing with you, the AFA Resource Center also has great books and gifts to give with you along with your buttons. So you can find a lot of resources there too if you're going to afa.net. Great place to do some last minute Christmas shopping. Okay, this book was really funny. This was Molly Stillman. It's called If I Don't Laugh, I'll Cry. And it has this picture of her on the front. Just a typical childhood picture that is like, not posed, right? Not like kids are taking pictures today. I look at the pictures that kids have today that look way more professional than any glamour shot that I ever took. Did any of you ever do glamour shots? Okay, that's just me maybe. But this is actually her autobiography. So I particularly appreciated Molly's story because Molly's mom was a nurse in Vietnam, and she actually ended up becoming one of the first known fatalities related to Agent Orange. And Molly was an only child. Her mom had her when she was a little bit older, and she died when Molly was in college, and Molly inherited some money. And as most kids in college, they are not prepared to inherit money. She was not ready for that. And so she shares about how she inherited $250,000 from her mother's estranged family estate. And then really, as she says, I'm reading from her book, through retail therapy and a long series of grossly irresponsible financial decisions, she found herself broke with over $36,000 in credit card debt less than 2 years later. Now, her book is funny. You'll laugh. You'll cry. It's definitely better than Cats. I haven't even seen Cats, but I can tell you just from seeing the previews, it's definitely better than that. But this might be a great book for somebody who just likes to read good stories of people who have just different life experiences. And she really integrates her faith and how that just held her whole. So that's Molly Stillman. And again, if you want to go back and listen to these episodes, these are great ones to bookmark, to go back. These are some of our best episodes that we've had over the year, just sharing their story, and you can listen to Molly share. All right, another mom, since we're still talking about moms, a lot of moms, we have Rachel Elmore. She is a licensed clinical mental health counselor, and she wrote this book, A Mom Is Born. I said this would be a great book for every mom of a first time, every first time mom of a newborn to have, to just put it in their diaper bag as they're going home from the hospital, because it's really real. And what Rachel shares with us is that most moms and moms to be know that the first year of parenting is going to be full of both joys and challenges, but somewhere between those 2 a.m. feedings and wondering, are you ever going to get a shower again? You think, I didn't know it was going to be this hard. And so again, she uses her expertise as a licensed counselor and a mom who has experienced postpartum depression to come alongside moms with practical tools and biblical wisdom that they need to be connected and emotionally healthy mothers that they want to be. So some of the things that Rachel helps moms to do in this book is to master proven techniques to manage the new emotions of motherhood, stop intrusive thoughts that and triggers from stealing your joy, restore hope and joy by breaking the bondage of past wounds and trauma, repairing your heart and your body. And most importantly, one of the best conversations we had was rising above the pull of perfectionism by just learning to say no thank you to comparison. Moms today, it's so hard to be a mom on social media, where even if you're not posting your own journey, you might be watching other people's. It is really a different time to be a mom. And so this might be a great book for a new mom in your life. Okay, next up, we have Alison Golden, Arise and Shine, How to Be the Light That Ignites Hope in a Dark World. If you're watching online, I've got this hardback book here. This would be a great gift for any woman in your life. We're focusing on all the ladies still, but especially a young woman. Do you know a high schooler? Do you know a young woman in college? A young woman who's maybe just starting out, maybe in her early 20s, all the way up to early 30s. This is written by a pediatric nurse. So that really appealed to me. But pediatric nurse Alison Golden, she really faces some of the hardest realities of life and death every day. And for Alison, she longed to be a light for Christ in every patient's room, but she didn't know what that looked like when she could hardly find that light in herself. And so as a pediatric nurse and really any young woman, I think, that just encounters the darkness of the world, the bad things that happen, how do you find light and hope? Those are the questions that she answered. So these were some of the questions that she was asking herself. And we featured her actually on two different shows. So you can go and check it out and see if this might be a great gift for a young woman in your life. Can Jesus shine through me even when I doubt his presence? Does shining God's light mean being cheerful all the time? How can I hold on to God's light? And is that even a thing? Why is it so hard to give my burdens to God? And will the darkness ever go away? So Arise and Shine, what she does is help you renew your mind, recharge your spirit, and take a positive step forward, because nothing can dim the light inside of you. Again, you could go back and check out all of these episodes and listen to all of these stories if there's something here that seems like it would speak to you. And when I come back, I still have a stack of books right here on my desk that I'm going to tell you about. Next up, we've got books for kids that we're going to talk about. Last one I'll tell you about in this segment is Jim Burns, A Student's Guide to Sexual Integrity, God's Plan for Sex in Your Body. Now, I know that might be awkward, right, to give. Maybe this is a good stocking thing to put in with the underwear, but it is really important. But this would be a great gift for a youth pastor in your life. For anybody who's working in youth ministry, this would give them great perspective. And Jim Burns is always funny. If you listen to his episode, we exchanged nostril stories. I know, isn't that so strange? But we were talking about being awkward. It's awkward to talk to kids about some of these things these days, but this book helps you to press through that awkwardness and give them hope and to equip and encourage them to pursue sexual integrity for their lives. When we come back, we've got a lot of gifts for kids in your life. And I'll be giving you some more encouragement for the holiday season. So don't go away. We've got more Christmas music. We've got more Christmas gifts. And most of all, we've got more Christmas hope and cheer coming right your way after this break. I can't wait to see you. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
My father, your great-grandfather, fought in World War II.
Really?
He was a gunner on the big ship out in the Pacific Ocean.
Wow.
Your great-grandmother did her part, too.
Was she on a ship?
Oh, no. She stayed back home. She and a lot of her friends worked really hard in a factory because the men had gone off to war.
Ooh.
And they held scrap metal drives to help in the war effort. The folks back home were heroes, too.
Here at the American Family Association, we consider you the heroes back home. As you fulfill your responsibility of caring for your family day to day, your partnership with us is crucial as we fight the enemies of freedom in America. Thank you for your commitment to the American Family Association.
Grandpa, what's a scrap metal drive?
Let's get some cookies, and I'll tell you all about it.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm. I'm singing, all is bright around yon virgin, mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace. Oh, sleep in heavenly peace.
Welcome back, friends. That is a down-home version of Silent Night by Mercy Me. It's such a great version. I love that song. And I am feeling all of the Christmas cheer. And today we're talking about some of Jessica's favorite things, the Dr. Nurse Mama Show's favorite things, and what you can do, because we know that it is getting down to the wire. We know that some of you have not finished your Christmas shopping. You have not finished getting things for everybody on your list, and you need some ideas. And we're here to help with that today. So we've been sharing with you a lot of the resources that are available from AFA. If you go to resources.afa.net, you can find it if you go to afa.net, but resources.afa.net, you will see this big, beautiful banner at the top that says this week only, free shipping week. You can get free shipping, and who doesn't love to save money, right? Save money on the shipping cost, but that's just through the 13th of this month. So I think that's Friday, right? Okay, yeah, that's Friday. So you can get free shipping through Friday. You can get some of these buttons that we've been featuring, and oh my goodness, wasn't that just a precious testimony of the pastor that we heard earlier, how he uses his buttons. That was really, really sweet. If you missed that, go back and listen to that, Brother Jerry Lawson. But I am looking at the website right now, and there's all kinds of things that you can get. There is coffee. Did you know that AFA makes some good coffee? There is clothing. There are books. There are some home things. There are other media. So check it out and go to resources.afa.net. It's a great place to do some last minute Christmas shopping and take advantage of that free shipping. Well, we've been talking about some of the guests that we've had who have some resources that might be really giftable. Before the break, I was talking about gifts for youth ministers, and another great gift for youth ministers or anybody working with Gen Z would be this book, Engaging Generation Z by Tim McKnight, Raising the Bar for Youth Ministry. Now, we've had Tim on the show several times this year. He is a military veteran. He's a chaplain. He is a professor. He's a pastor. He's kind of a jack of all trades. He's done a lot of things, but has a really great heart for Gen Z. And he really wants to disciple the youth in our student ministries and family today. And one of the things that I love about Tim's approach is that it really resists focusing on programming, and it shifts the focus back to people. So often, I think, even in church, we have been, you know, really distracted by a lot of the technology that's come. Like, do we have the biggest screen? Are we playing the best speakers, the best music? Do we have light effects? And all of those things, in the grand scheme of things, do not matter nearly as much as the heart of people and the relationships that are formed there. And so he has more than a decade of youth ministry experience. So if you're looking for a gift, something to give your staff at your church, as people who are working with the youth, this would be a great gift to do. He helps address practical advice on topics like engaging parents in youth ministry, guiding students holistically in their beliefs, their behaviors, and their relationships, equipping adult leaders who can serve as role models. How do you work with pastors, staff, and church leaders? How do you help parents develop rites of passage for kids as they move into adulthood? And basically raising the expectation for Gen Z so that teenagers, we can encourage them to grow toward maturity. And I am all about raising the bar, because I have learned with kids if you raise the bar, generally they will meet it. And we have high hopes and high expectations for this generation. So that is Tim McKnight. You can go back and he did a special show for us for Veterans Day. And we did two shows exploring his book. So that would be a great one. Another one, Rich Griffith, Voices is the book that it's called. Another military veteran. And he actually adopted three boys out of the foster care system. Great story to listen to. That would be a great book for anybody who's working in ministry, anybody who's working with kids. It's called Voices, Helping Our Children and Youth Listen to Wise Counsel. And in this day and age, we have so much competition for the ear of Gen Z and Gen Alpha coming up behind them. There is so much content uploaded. No longer are the days when you had to read the back of the cereal box because you didn't have anything else to do while you're eating breakfast. Now something is streaming 24/7, and those voices are our competition. And Rich just gives great practical advice on how do we help our kids drown out all of those voices that are telling us things that are nonsense, and how do we tune in to those good voices? All right, let's talk about some gifts for kids. This one is really, really sweet. Hardback book. It's a devotional. This would be great for school age or preteen kids. It's by a licensed professional counselor that we've had on the show before. Her name is Michelle Niedert. And this devotional is called Managing Your Emojis. It's really cute on the cover. It's got little emojis on here. I couldn't tell you what they are, but you know, the little yellow face is making different emotions. But it's 100 devotions for navigating your feelings. This is something I would definitely recommend as a great gift, again, for anybody who's school age and, you know, can read. And then it's got great lessons in here all the way through preteens, like God will never leave you. So how do we be brave? How do we give our scared feelings to God? How do we always thinking? And then how do we be brave? How do we give our scared feelings to God? It's just a really fun book. And it's got places that you can write and journal in here. And one, now that my kids are older, one of their favorite things to do is to pull out their old journals and to read what they were writing about. And let me tell you, there are some hilarious things that they've written about. But the thing that my kids have come away with looking at that is, wow, Mom, what we were so concerned about, what was our whole world, what seems like the biggest disaster ever, was just nothing. And God took care of it. Or maybe there were some things that were really hard. And they can see even those tiny little mustard seeds of faith that they did by putting into these kinds of little journals, that God was faithful to water those seeds of faith. And so this is a great one. It talks about being sad, being scared, being mad, being happy, and beginning your relationship with Jesus. So again, that devotional is called Managing Your Emojis, 100 Devotions for Navigating Your Feelings, Michelle Niedert. And if you want any of these specific recommendations, you can email us at info@drnursemama.com and we will send the link to you. All right, next up for littler kids, I featured this last week. We've got a Lift the Flap book. Who doesn't love Lift the Flap books? Did you know that reading it to your child out loud, even while they're still in the womb, even from the time before they are born, and then until through their early childhood, is one of the biggest predictors of academic success, of emotional connectedness? Reading out loud to a child is so important. And this is another place where, let me just get on my soapbox for a minute, technology has taken over. And there is a time and place for technology, but do we really want to have, we have Gen Alpha now who are called iPad kids. They are the iPad kid generations because we have, you can just pop open the iPad and this magical voice will come on and read a book to your child. There is nothing that substitutes that feeling of closeness when you snuggle together with a good book, have them manipulate the book. It helps them to develop their fine and gross motor skills. It gives them visual development stimulation. It is great. So this is Share the Joy, a Christmas Lift the Flap book. It's adorable. It would be great for your young kids and grandkids. All right, another good children's book is this series by Beth Guckenberger. Beth Guckenberger is a fantastic storyteller. She has told some stories that I think, wait, this happened to you in real life? And we've had her on the show a couple of times, and she wrote this series of books for kids. Oh, and I'm playing trombone here looking at this. This book in the series is called The Heart Who Wanted to Sing, and it's about choosing to listen to uplifting music. It's about how do we choose the music that we listen to. And these are the Strong Heart series books. They're by David Cook Publishing. And again, that's Beth Guckenberger. I know her name is kind of hard to say, but it's the Strong Heart stories. These are hardback, really colorful books. And for this one, The Heart Who Wanted to Sing, I'm reading from the back, it says, the heart knew what it knew, and it had to choose which song was right, which one was true. It wanted to sing what God wanted it to. So what did it do? And in Beth's words, we put a powerful spiritual tool in the hands of children when we invite them to worship God, the power to silence their enemies from Psalm 8. In this beautiful rhyming story, children learn to sing the good song of God's truth, a song to make them strong for every battle. So that would be great for little kids in your life to either read to them or that who can read. All right, let's go back to moms for just a second. Moms of littles, and what we're talking about. Moms of little, this is from Lauren Gaines. Lauren is a good friend of the show, and she wrote this book called Unshakable Kids, 3 Keys to Raising Spiritually Strong and Emotionally Healthy Children. And this is just a great one. It's got brain builders in here. She uses a lot of neuroscience because she's a psychologist, but such a strong Christian woman. And here's from her book, adversity is a normal part of life. And when we keep our children too protected, we rob them of the opportunity to learn and practice essential life skills like discernment, understanding, boldness, and resilience. So she combines scripture and some principles of psychology, basically taking every thought captive. Unshakable Kids gives you the tools to equip your children to withstand the negative pressures of society. And this would be a great gift to give to a mom with young children and give it to her with a message of affirmation. Say, I see you doing such a great job raising your kids, and I just wanted to give this book to you as an encouragement to continue doing that good work. I promise they are not going to be sad about that. Another great book series is The Adventures of Average Boy. If you've ever seen the movies or read the books Diary of a Wimpy Kids, this is what I'm describing as the Christian version of that. They are by comedian Bob Smiley. Great books to read out loud. You will laugh together. You will learn together. There's a whole series. They're published by Focus on the Family. The Adventures of Average Boy. Those would be great for middle school, older school age kids, like maybe around 3rd to 7th grade. That would be a great gift for those kids. Now, for that person in your life who maybe is going through a tough time, is grieving this holiday season, we had Chelsea Olamiller on the show. She wrote this book, Now That She's Gone, A Daughter's Reflections on Loss, Love, and a Mother's Legacy. I actually bought one of these books for each one of my sisters because we lost our grandmother. This will be our 2nd Christmas without her. And we're reading this book. It was just really touching to see those moments of grief. And I'll tell you, if someone came up to me and gave me a gift and said, hey, I was thinking of you and I know you lost your grandmother and I just wanted to give you this as a moment of comfort, oh, I would not be offended. I'm telling you, I would be so, so grateful. So that's Now That She's Gone, A Daughter's Reflections on Loss, Love, and a Mother's Legacy. And the last one that I have to feature is from a really cheerful soul named Kathy Lipp. She wrote this book called Sabbath Soup. This would be a great gift book because it is weekly menus and rhythms to make space for a day of rest. She's got a lot of fun things in here. Like, who doesn't want to have an Italian countryside retreat or early spring simmers or St. Patrick's Day or Welcome to Winter, Christmas Week classics, sweet and savory summer, Mediterranean summer, apple picking? the after Thanksgiving Day plan. And she was on our show talking about how she made a rhythm of having soup on Sunday after church because it was always there. It was always ready. She could invite people. She's also the author of Clutter Free. Now, I really don't know that I recommend that you buy this and give it to someone as a gift because that might be seen as an offense, but you might want to buy it for yourself. Clutter Free, quick and easy steps to simplifying your space. And you're hearing this right now for the first time. Kathy has actually agreed to do a recurring segment with us next year. I'm going to go on a one-year journey to declutter my house, finally. Now, I know some of you don't need that, but I do. And she's going to join us and coach us along the way. And I want you to be a part of that. So listen in for Kathy's segment and her Clutter-Free Academy. Well, that's all we've got time for today, friends. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Tomorrow, my sister is going to be here. And we're going to talk about coaching your kids through tough times at the holidays. And in the meantime, may the Lord bless you and keep you and make His face shine on you. And I'll see you here tomorrow.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.